Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort has 24 cute little two-story buildings that are all different colours and named after Caribbean islands. It's all decked out with awesome plants and decorations. Plus, you can jump on Disney's Skyliner from there, but is it a good hotel for you? Some people find it too big, whereas others love being close to Epcot and Hollywood Studios. Let's find out if Disney's Caribbean Beach is the right resort for you.
My name is Martin. I'm a former Disney cast member, and now I help people like you have better holidays to Orlando. And you're in good hands. Check out our 5-star rating on Trustpilot, and 96% of our guests would recommend us to their friends too.
Located in the Epcot Resort area, Caribbean Beach has a lively vibe with its bright colours and tropical theme. There are 5 islands around Barefoot Bay where the rooms are situated: Barbados, Jamaica, Martinique, Trinidad and Aruba. The main hub, Old Port Royal, is where you'll find all the important stuff like check-in, concierge services, dining options and the Calypso Trading Post gift shop. And hey, let's not overlook the beaches. You can't take a dip in the lakes, but don't worry, there are plenty of sandy spots around the resort where you can kick back in a chair or hammock and catch some rays, just like you would in the Caribbean. Easy peasy. And stick around until the end for my number one reason to stay here. There's a bunch of pools to pick from, like one big pool by Old Port Royal and 5 chill pools scattered around the rest of the place. The Fuentes del Morro pool, excuse my pronunciation, is like a cool Spanish castle with pirates theming, 2 water slides and spray guns. Plus, there's a shipwreck play area with small slides and a lookout spot. And don't forget the big spa pool that fits 12 people, great for grown-ups. If you have a Disney dining plan, a refillable resort mug is included, but you can also purchase them separately. This means you can enjoy unlimited refills of fountain drinks, coffee, tea, and hot chocolate at self-service beverage stations across Disney Resort properties throughout your visit. You'll find refilling stations at the Center Town Market, the resort's food court area, and poolside refills at Banana Cabana. The rooms and bathrooms recently had a makeover, and that's one of the reasons why it's becoming a very popular resort. Depending on the room you choose, it can accommodate 2, 4, or 5 people. Each room has all the basics covered: hairdryer, TV, free Wi-Fi, coffee maker, phone, safe, iron, ironing board, and a beverage cooler.
Stay tuned until the end, and I'm going to let you know the best and worst times of the year to visit Disney World too. It's one of the ways we help our guests have the best holiday to Orlando. And I'll share that info with you too. Nice, aren't I?
There are 8 different room options to choose from at Caribbean Beach. Some rooms have a king-size bed and can accommodate 2 adults and 1 baby. All room categories have wheelchair and hearing accessible options with a roll-in, shower and visual alarms. Apart from the king rooms, there are 2 other room types, one that fits 4 people plus a baby and another called a fifth sleeper that fits 5 people plus a baby. And the cool thing about a fifth sleeper room is that in addition to 2 queen-size beds, it has a little fold-down bed, roughly 1.6 meters by 76 centimeters, for a small child. Not so comfy for adults though. If you're a group of 5 adults on a budget, you might want to consider booking 2 rooms at Pop Century instead. If you want to stay in one of the Little Mermaid rooms, make sure to ask for the Trinidad section of Caribbean Beach Resort. If you're going to be booking your holiday with us, don't worry, we'll handle all of that for you. It's all part of the service. Trinidad is the only place you'll find these rooms, but just a heads up, it's not the best location since it's pretty far from everything else. We've got a cool raised queen bed and a pull-down Murphy sleeper that doubles as a comfy couch and a queen bed. Plus, there's a pull-down fifth sleeper for extra seating when you don't need it. The gondola station by the hub is right across from the Trinidad area in Caribbean Beach, where they have those cute Little Mermaid rooms. You can easily hop on for a quick ride to Disney's Hollywood Studios and a one-stop trip to Epcot's back entrance. I got to do early entry at Hollywood Studios 2 times while staying in the Little Mermaid rooms. It only took me about 15 minutes from leaving my room to get into the park.
If you're finding this useful, give it a thumbs up. It really does help us to get those videos out to as many people just like you as possible.
But what about the downside?
One big complaint we hear is how big it is. It's really spread out, and because it wraps around water, it can be tricky and annoying to get around. And to help with that, there's an internal bus to get you around, but there are so many bus stops inside the resort that it can really slow down your trip to the parks. Compare that to a place like Pop Century, which only has one bus stop, and you'll see a big difference. And another major downside, no lifts. So if you're on the second floor, you'll have to haul yourself and your luggage up the stairs. If you can't do stairs for your whole tour trip, remember there's a lot of walking involved, so don't try to be a hero. Make sure to ask for a room on the ground floor. To get to Disney Springs, Magic Kingdom or Animal Kingdom, you just hop on a bus. Like all the other big resorts, Caribbean Beach has a bunch of stops inside. Actually, they have the most stops out of all the resorts. So just know that it might take longer than you thought to go from your stop to where you want to go. Keep that in mind and give yourself some extra time when you're using the buses.
You're wasting your time if you booked your Orlando holiday anywhere else. Literally. Wait, what? Why does it matter where you book your trip to Walt Disney World? On average, people who book with us do 5 more rides and queue less every single day. So if you're in Orlando for 2 weeks, that's 70 more things you could do. We love helping people like you do more in Orlando, or do more Orlando, as we like to call it. So how does it work? You'll have a few calls with your Orlando guru. It's our job to find out everything you want to do and make some suggestions. Your guru takes around 9 hours to put together your personal park planner. This is your key to doing more Orlando. Along with tons of tips, we use cutting-edge tech to help you navigate the parks. And forget about reading all those restaurant reviews. Disney World alone has over 205 places to eat, and you'll find all the best ones for you in your planner. And don't worry, it's not some complex military-style plan. It's super easy to follow. Plus, it saves you watching hundreds of hours of YouTube videos or asking questions on Facebook just to get confusing and conflicting information. We're the Orlando gurus, so you don't have to be. Normally, our personal park planners cost £248, but when you book with us, you'll get this for free. Queue less and do more Orlando.
My number one reason for staying here is the Skyliner. It's a cable car linking the hotel to Epcot and Hollywood Studios. In fact, Caribbean Beach is the hub for the Skyliner. If you're going to be spending more time in the studios or Epcot, then this could be the best hotel for you. I love taking the Skyliner to get around Walt Disney World. It's a ride before you even get to the parks. So let's wrap things up. If you love bright colors, great pools, and want to be close to Epcot and Hollywood Studios, then Caribbean Beach is a great hotel. Just be wary of the sheer size of the resort. If you want a smaller resort that's easier to get around and will be spending more time in Magic Kingdom, check out my video about French Quarter. I compare the two hotels, Riverside and French Quarter. And for young families who want a smaller hotel, this is right up there with the best.
Not sure when to visit Orlando in 2025? Don't worry, we've crunched the numbers to let you know the best and worst times to visit. If you're interested in finding out, check out this video. For now, have a magical day.